Thank you for calling PA Health and Wellness.
Para continuar en español, oprima 8.
If you believe this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911 or go to your nearest emergency room. Our menu options have recently changed. Please listen carefully and select from the following options. If you are a member or participant, press 1. If you are a provider, 2. If you know your party's extension, 3.
To check participant eligibility, press 1. Claim status, 2. Vision, 3. Dental, 4. Pharmacy, 5. If you are calling about calls related to personal assistance services, home accessibility equipment, or calls related to home community-based services, press option 6. If you are calling...
Okay, please enter your NPI. You may also enter your Promise ID. Okay, please enter your NPI. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance. Please hold while your call is transferred.
Thank you for calling PA Health and Wellness. My name's Kimberly. May I have your first and last name, please?
Hi, Kimberly. My name is Allison Sullivan.
S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N?
Yes, ma'am.
May I call you by your first name?
Of course.
Allison, how can I assist you today?
I'm calling from a home health care agency. I had a question about personal assistance services in regards to an authorization for this patient.
Okay. I would be more than happy to assist you with authorization for a participant. Are you saying you need an authorization or you're not seeing an authorization?
Yeah, so we were told, so this participant, let me see, had her assessment on the 20th of August, and it was submitted, I see, on the portal. Now, we don't have any notes or any authorization pending since then, so I wanted to see if anything was submit, but I haven't been able to get a response from the service coordinator, and she said by September 5th we should hear something, and then September 5th rolled around and we still haven't heard anything.
Okay, so Alice, yeah, did I get it right, Alice?
Yes, yes.
I'm doing too many things.
Sorry.
Sorry about that. So I will be more than happy to assist you with trying to find out about the personal assistant service authorization. And if it's been submitted, or like if she submitted the SRT but it just didn't,
yeah,
she didn't call us to for us to get it to the off team.
Yeah.
So, but I'm let me look at everything, and before we get started I just need to ask you a few questions to verify you to the account. What is your MPI and tax ID?
So the MPI doesn't work, but the tax ID is 8228-435-55.
How has your day been going so far?
It's okay. How is yours?
It's going very well. Thank you. It should be Friday.
I know.
But it's not. So all I can say is
the weekend goes by too fast.
Happy Tuesday, Allison.
Yeah.
What's the name of the provider you're calling from?
It is Family First Care, LLC.
Okay, got it. See, and I made you smile. And
oh,
Allison, what's a good callback number?
It is 267-551-7421.
Okay, I got that, and let's open this up so we can go over some information and find out where those authorizations are. All right, just a moment, paste And sorry for the silence.
Oh, it's okay.
And this is benefits. And so can you now provide me with that participant's ID number?
Yes, it is 520-158-0080.
Let me repeat that because at the end you faded out. 5201-580-080.
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. What is that participant's name and date of birth?
It is Patricia Kane. Date of birth is February 23rd, 1951.
Thank you. Got it. This. Our records do indicate that Patricia Kane is active with a current effective date of 1-1-2020, and it does state that that participant has a dual plan with Humana being primary. Are you aware of any other insurance that participant might have?
Not at this moment.
All right, so let me just do my investigation and see what's going on with that authorization.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Paste. Authorizations. Let me open this up. So you, one in authorizations I don't see. Now let me look and see if the service request has been put in. And it does look like the request, but I need to send it up for approval.
Okay.
But let me just look and see and make sure it hasn't already been done. It's just, you know, a couple of things I got to look at. What is this? That's home delivered meals. Okay. This is for, personal care, so into the new. So there, she's asking for 40 hours. So what I need to do is put this request. Let me tell you how many days authorization for new service request. Because this is a little different. And then I'll need to put your information in so they'll already have that new service. Okay. So, yes, this is one business day. So
okay.
I'm going to submit this up now so that we can request, you know, the 40 hours and for them to decide whether they approve it or not.
Okay.
So what's the day? Tuesday. So maybe by the end of the week.
Okay.
You can give us a call and see if it was, you know, how many hours were approved. But I'm going to put all of your information in because that's who you're, well, who she's going to go through.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
That is it. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. And did you need the reference number for this call?
I am okay.
All right. And were you satisfied with how I handled your call today?
Yes.
And I would ask you to take the survey, but I only have your tax ID.
Yeah, so I apologize.
No, don't apologize. Thank you for calling PA Health and Wellness, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Take care.
All right. So that was-